This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're back in the phase of the pandemic. Maybe we just got through the peak of it nationally anyway, but the part of it where hospitals and thus healthcare workers are getting slammed. And some of those healthcare workers, nurses in particular, are slamming the door on the way out. They're either retiring or just doing something else. And that means the nursing profession needs reinforcements like never before. And there are some signs that nursing school enrollment is picking up, as Blake Farmer reports now from WPLN in Nashville.
Molly Ricks is taking notes on her virtual lecture as her three kids entertain themselves, though they interrupt briefly to ask her to check their pulse. Ricks, who lives in Nashville, has a master's degree in early childhood education, but decided to go back to school this fall and change careers.
My nursing program is 16 months. So pretty accelerated.
She says she's interested in working perhaps in a low-income clinic, though she's open to intensive care work. ICUs have taken care of the sickest COVID patients and are now seeing the most urgent nursing shortages.
It doesn't make me scared. It makes me want to go into it more because there's such a shortage. It's a shame that that's what's happening right now. And I mean, I understand why it's happening because it's hard.
Staffing shortages have been enough to cripple some hospitals during the current surge and led to a spike in pay for contract nurses. Mark Vogt leads Galen College, a large nursing school.
We're trying to find people who want to run into the fire, but we're trying to find people who understand that you're really needed.
The for-profit school, owned by hospital chain HCA, just opened new campuses in Austin, Miami, and Nashville, three regions hit hard by the COVID-related hospital capacity constraints.
They've been battling this for a while, so they need some fresh hands and some fresh minds to kind of give them some relief.
Nursing school enrollment nationwide grew last year by more than 5%, despite fears that the pandemic might scare off prospective students. Nursing education could get a $1 billion investment through the Biden administration's Build Back Better Act, but nursing schools are limited in how many more students they can train. That's in part because the hospitals where nurses get hands-on experience are just trying to make sure shifts are getting filled. They have little bandwidth for training a new generation of nurses. Professor Jonathan Mack leads the program at the University of San Diego.
Here we are in a pandemic where nursing schools should be doubling, registered nurses to go to the bedside. But the hospitals, due to the pandemic, and this happened literally overnight, where we were notified, hey, we can't take any students.
The University of San Diego has reduced the size of its newest class, and current students are having to drive as far as 2 hours to get in their required hospital time. Nursing programs across the country have had to find alternatives to the standard clinical experience in a hospital. Instead of logging hours at the bedside, many students have been tapped to run vaccine clinics.
Buenos días. Si quieren tomarse una foto.
At a community event in Nashville, nursing students administer COVID shots and encourage people to post about it on social media. They include some students from Belmont University, where Professor Kathy Taylor runs the nursing school.
Our students gave a lot of vaccines.
They also helped with contact tracing, staffed COVID hotlines, and have had more practice with infection control than any students before, Taylor says. In a way, she says the new hands-on opportunities may result in more well-rounded graduates coming out of this unusual time.
We are already challenged to start to think more about how do we keep patients in a community or a home setting. Those are jobs of the future.
But the jobs so many nurses are leaving are in the intensive care units of hospitals, and schools still project that they won't be graduating enough nurses to meet the hole left by the pandemic. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.